Charles was a fantastic politician and a very different politician. He wasn't someone who went for the political jugular. Instead, he used his wit to poke fun at opposition, the opposition parties, and I think he was very, very successful at that. He will be greatly missed, and obviously I feel for his family at this very difficult time.
And what sort of a leader was he?
Well, he was both laid back, a real contrast, of course, to Paddy Ashdown, but also someone who, when resolve needed to be shown, did exactly that. And the best example of that, of course, is the Iraq War, which united the Liberal Democrats to a man and woman. We all supported the opposition to the Iraq War, which was put forward by Charles Kennedy. And it's perhaps easy to forget that at the time, that was not a popular position to adopt. And we were very much in a small minority, certainly in Parliament, in speaking out against the Iraq War, and Charles was brave and outspoken in that regard.
And what personal memories have you got of him?
Well, Charles was the first person who appointed me to the Shadow Cabinet, the Liberal Democrat Shadow Cabinet. But I think the memories that I have of him is someone who was very humane, very laid back, as I said earlier, not pompous. Someone who I think everyone felt comfortable with and would have liked to have had as a friend.
And how good a politician was he? Because people are coming out this morning and saying he was a great politician.
Yes, he was a great politician. And he, in 2005, through his leadership, helped secure the largest number of Liberal Democrat members of Parliament that we had achieved in sort of 70 or 80 years. So he was, as I said, both someone who I think commanded respect because he wasn't your typical aggressive politician, but also managed to inspire people and position the party in a place where we were able to secure the largest number, nearly 10% of MPs in the House of Commons in 2005 were Liberal Democrats.